In the name of the merciful God. Ladies and gentlemen, in practical matters of religion, there are only four things. One, that once we have acquired proper appreciation of our Lord, we should bow down our head before Him. How to bow down before Him? How to be obedient to Him? And how to worship Him? Rituals of worship have been formalized for it. That's one thing. The other thing is that we keep our body clean. Consequently, to achieve the cleanliness of body, a few norms have been formalized. Every Muslim is aware of them. Third is cleanliness of edibles. What we eat and drink. It is ordained in religion that we will consume pure food and stay away from what is impure. What are pure and impure food? Man knows it well. However, where there was a possibility of mistake, the prophets have clarified what is right. Consequently, almost every Muslim is aware of the edibles that cannot be consumed, and knows things which his nature considers as pure, and his Creator has also categorized them as pure. The fourth and the final thing is morality. God's religion expects it to be cleansed, to be purified. That leads to good deeds, amali saleh. Rituals of worship not only purify our soul, but also refine it, leads it to excellence. This is exactly what the Quran describes as tazkiyah. This is the very purpose of religion. The prophets came primarily to teach humans this ideal. They were not sent to give a system to humans to establish a state. They came with a message of purification. And the entire religion is this message of purification. In this religion, we have discussion on faith and morality as well. As mentioned earlier, the Quran calls them al-hikmah. It has treatment of law and sharia as well, which the Quran calls al-kitab. These realities have been clarified by Muhammad the Messenger, God's mercy be on him, to the entire mankind. In what forms have they been clarified? One is the Quran and the other is the Sunnah. The Quran is the book of God, which is available with us. Muhammad the Messenger received it from Gabriel the angel. The manner it was revealed and the words in which it was revealed, exactly the same way the Prophet conveyed it to his followers. Thereafter, it is getting transmitted through unanimity and uninterrupted continuity of Muslims. That is, without any disputes, one generation is transmitting it to the other. The other thing, as I said, is Sunnah. What is Sunnah? It's the religion that was there even before the Quran. Religion didn't start from the Quran. Religion started from Adam, God's mercy be on him. All messengers of God gave one and the same religion to the world. The teachings of it that were already there were well known to the children of Ishmael in the name of Abraham's religion. Children of Ishmael are the ones to whom Muhammad, God's messenger, may God's mercy be on him, was sent. So the Quran directed him to follow the way of Abraham that was known in his time. This directive has been given in verse 123 of Surah An-Nahl. It says, "Thumma awhayna ilayka an ittabi millata Ibrahim hanifa." Then we revealed it to you that you follow Abraham's way. Abraham, who was focused in his devotion to his Lord. "Wama kana min al-mushrikeen," and he was not amongst the polytheists. That is, Abraham was committed to monotheistic religion. the religion and the traditions he established. Muhammad, God's messenger, God's mercy be on him, was also directed to follow it. It was this guidance which had formal prayers, fasting, Hajj and Umrah, and Zakat. Everyone was already aware of these acts of worship. They have been a part of religions brought by all prophets, and they have been practiced the same way. Hajj and Umrah was being done even before announcement of Muhammad being prophet, God's mercy be on him. Zakat was being given even before. These were known practices. These were known practices which the messenger, God's mercy be on him, required his followers to continue practicing. The tradition of Abraham's religion, which Muhammad, God's mercy be on him, revived. He corrected the mistakes that were being made and made additions to them where needed. And he introduced it amongst his followers, is what's called Sunnah. As I said, religion has reached us in two forms, the Quran and the Sunnah. And it's Sunnah which has been required to be followed in the verse of Surah An-Nahl, the 16th chapter. It is part of Abraham's religion, which has been described as Abraham's religion in this verse. And I seek forgiveness for myself and for you and for all believers.